Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. This is chapter 28. And there's 68 verses in this chapter. And this chapter, the first part of it anyway, has to do with the blessings for obedience. And notice it's in the first verse it says, if you keep all these commandments and so on and so forth, then here's all the blessings that the Lord will give you. So it shows right there that God is, and this is a condition. The condition for blessings is if. This is a fantastic chapter because it tells that when you're obedient, and then it gives a list of the different things that will happen to you, and one of them is that you will not be sick. You will not have any disease. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
But it's the people who say, well, I go to church, and I'm like, that's the most, that's really being obedient unto the Lord. No, you better read the Bible. There's a, you know, the devil will take you to church. He'll drive you there, and then he'll pick you up and bring you back home. Because there's so many churches that are, he loves you to go to because they're unscriptural. But anyway, listen very closely to these scriptures, because they're almost self-explanatory. And as I said, we have 68 verses to go through, so we're just going to kind of read through them because they're self-explanatory. And I'll interject every so often when it says, if you do this, if you do that, then I'll bless you. And if you do this, and then it comes the curses after that. Now, if you don't do these things, now see, if means, this is contingency, if you do this. This means that you will be blessed only if. So that's conditional. God does not love you unconditionally. Everything with God has a condition. I don't care how many times these false prophets on television or in your church tell you that God loves you unconditionally. That's not in the Bible. And so I don't know whether they're, what they're, you know, where they're teaching you from, what book they're reading, but it's not the Bible. So, Father God, we ask that you anoint your word and that you open up the spiritual ears of everyone that's hearing this message, and that it'll show them without a shadow of a doubt that you are a God that is very conditional, and that you're a God of judgment. If we keep your commandments, then we'll get all the blessings, the following blessings in this chapter, chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. And then if we don't, we're going to receive the curses. So, Father, we ask that these scriptures, chapter 28, will be something that people will read and reread and reread, because the reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life. This is the word of the Lord. This is God's word. It's his, God's his promise. These are God's promises. He promises to bless you if, and he promises to curse you if not, if you don't. So, Lord, let this give us the power to stand another day, today, one day at a time, in your spirit, in salvation, in eternal life, Father, because we ask it in. And Lord, bless all the hearers in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go. We've got 68 verses.
Blessings for obedience, King James Version, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently.
See, if thou shalt not only do it, but if you'll listen diligently, if you'll hearken diligently. Now, you know, a lot of people fall asleep in church. We just put a new sound system in our church, or I guarantee you will not go to sleep. That sound system in there smokes. I mean, it romps. You will not fall asleep in there. And so the whole thing is if you diligently hearken, if you open your spiritual ears and listen to what, this isn't just somebody talking, this is God talking to you. This is the biggest somebody in the whole universe. This isn't just some man talking. Now, if you'll diligently listen to me, hearken to me, okay, then what?
Unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments.
To not only to observe what it is to do it, and then do what you observe in the word of God to do all his commandments. Then what?
which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
This is a promise of the Lord. If you diligently hearken unto him and observe and do what he says. Now, nothing good is going to happen to you unless you do that. It's contingent. And if you hate God because that's he sets rules and regulations for you, then you're in trouble with the Lord. You can't fight God, and you try it, and you're going to die. He's going to wreck you. And what else?
Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
There it is, if you shall hearken, and what?
Unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
If you listen to his voice. But how many people read the Bible? You ask them, does your church read the Bible? They get very offended. Like Buster said, his people in his church, when he went to his dad's funeral, said, well, oh, so you're saved for about 6 months now, and you're going to turn the world upside down. Is that what it is? He said, no, but I mean, does your church read the Bible? And he got her the next day because she says, boy, I didn't realize that I didn't read the Bible this much, or I didn't realize there was that much to know, because he was really witnessing to her. He did a fantastic job at that funeral. He witnessed to so many people and at the hospital where his dad was for days and days. Okay, so people don't read the Bible. So how can you be diligently hearkening or listening to what God is saying if you're not reading the Bible? How can you know God? And the only way that you can be saved, have eternal life, is to know God. And you can't know him without reading the Bible. Then go.
Verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Yeah, see, in the city, no matter where you go, you're going to be blessed. Then what?
Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. And
your children will be, they all have 10 fingers and 10 toes. Amen?
Amen.
They have a nose, eyes, ears, and they will be healthy. And also, if your crops or your job, whatever you have, is going to be blessed too. You have plenty of finances. Then what?
And the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Verse 5, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Verse 6, blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out.
Okay, the basket and the store. Okay, go to the
translation. Verse 1 through 6, blessings for obedience. Quote, if you fully obey the Lord your God.
Fully, remember, fully obey. That means do everything he says. Then what else?
By keeping all the commands I am giving you today, the Lord your God will exalt you above all the nations of the world.
Not 99%, but says all of them. He'll bless you above all the nations of the world. Oh, what a promise. Okay, then what?
Verse 2, you will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God.
Remember, if, conditional, not unconditional, it's conditional, all right? And he's going to judge you to see if you meet the conditions. Then what?
Verse 3, you will be blessed in your towns and in the country. Verse 4, you will be blessed with many children and productive fields. You will be blessed with fertile herds and flocks. Verse 5, you will be blessed with baskets overflowing with fruit, and with kneading bowls filled with bread. Verse 6, you will be blessed wherever you go, both in coming and in going. King James Version, verse 7.
You know, some people, they got to count their pennies when they're at the market and everything. Some people don't even know what things cost. They just go in there and fill their basket, and they bring it to the thing, and all of a sudden the woman tells you how much you owe, right? It's like some people say, well, I heard there was like a cursing in the world, but we heard about it. But it's not happening to us, so that's all we did is just hear about it. Or we heard that there are people that are broke. That's really something, isn't it? We heard there's people that are broke and can't get everything they want. Is that one of you? Is one of you that's listening to this tape, is that you? Pity. Pity. Serve the Lord so that you can have everything. And what else?
Verse 7, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways.
My God, I mean, your enemies, he'll chase them away from you.
Translation, verse 7, the Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven!
Some people just resent it because they've been poor all their life. And they said, well, we love Mama, and we love Daddy, and we love Sister, and we love Brother, but either you're doing something wrong. Amen?
Amen.
What you're doing is probably watching pornography, or you're into some kind of homosexuality, or you're looking at something and lusting after it. Lusting after pornography is one thing. Amen?
Amen.
And then also committing adultery, fornication, selling your body, and lying and robbing, and not loving God, not even paying any attention to your soul, not reading His Word, not wanting to know God. And then you wonder why you're poor. Wonder no more. All right? These scriptures tell it all. Then go ahead.
Verse 8. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Translation, verse 8. The Lord will bless everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you.
So just everything is blessings if you just do everything he says. And you got to know what he says. The only way you can learn that is to read the Bible. And constantly, because every day that you read the Bible, it fills you up with the Spirit enough to go another day in the Lord. And if you miss days of reading the Bible, then you're going to fall away from the Lord, and you won't serve Him, and then you just keep getting more and more cursed every day. Okay, go ahead.
King James Version, verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto Himself, as He hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in His ways.
Then you can truly say that you're a person of the Lord. But if you don't do that, then you're not of the Lord. Okay? That's just plain, isn't it? Then what else?
Verse 10. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Verse 11. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Translation, verse 9 through 11. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he solemnly promised to do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. Verse 11, the Lord will give you an abundance of good things in the land he swore to give your ancestors, many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. King James Version, verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow.
Isn't that something? You won't have to go to the bank anymore and borrow, take out loans? Praise the Lord. You'll be able to pay everything off, and people will come to you for money. You can loan to them. Then what?
King James Version, verse 13. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Verse 14. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
Right. The path is straight and narrow, and few there be that enter the kingdom of heaven. The way to heaven is straight and narrow, and you have to squeeze your way. You have to just watch every step you take, and you have to pay attention to every if. Okay? Little word, big meaning. Then what?
King James Version, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Okay, here comes the wrath. Go ahead.
To observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
And God's going to send the curses. It isn't Mother Nature, or it is, you know, it's the wrath of God. Okay, did you ever hear of the wrath of God? He talks about it a lot in the Bible. You better get to know him like that. Amen?
Amen?
That's the way he is. Then what else?
Verse 16. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Verse 17. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Verse 18. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Verse 19, cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Verse 20, the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
What? God is the God of love. He says he's going to destroy you? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Keep going.
Verse 21, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it.
That's disease. He's going to have all kinds of diseases. You got any kind of disease today? Eli Lilly is just putting several billion dollars into their plant, at least $1 billion, because he knows that all the children now and everybody in the country is going to wind up, they're betting on it that everyone's going to have diabetes. And you see ads in the newspapers and in the news. These kids are saying, "I have diabetes," and they tell you that they have it, and they've had it for years because they're drinking Cokes and eating French fries and hamburgers, and they don't pay any attention to the Lord. Okay, then go ahead.
Verse 22, the Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Verse 23, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Verse 24, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust, and from heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed.
Yeah, you can't sow seeds and get a harvest out of iron and brass. Amen?
Amen.
The land will be iron and brass. It won't raise anything. Then what?
Verse 25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 26, and thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away.
How could that be a God of love that would do all these things to you just because you're a rotten, stinking little sinner? Well, that's just the way he is. You better get to know him, amen?
Amen.
Just because you want to not do what he says. Yup, that's the way he is. Yup. Okay, then what?
Verse 27, the Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab.
Emrods, that's hemorrhoids. My God, God will give you hemorrhoids? Anybody out there got hemorrhoids? You know, you get right with the Lord, you don't have to buy Preparation H anymore. Okay? Okay, then what?
And with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. Verse 28, the Lord shall...
You cannot be healed. My God. How about all you itchy people out there? You want to get healed? If the only way you can do it is get back to the Lord, amen?
Amen?
Get to God so you can stop scratching. Yeah, you laugh. What else?
Verse 28, the Lord
shall... The hyenas laugh too. Okay, what else?
The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Verse 29, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee.
See, no man will save you. You can go to all the doctors, spend all the money you got, and they won't be able to save you. But then when you die, the horrible thing about that is they spend eternity in the lake of fire, hell in the lake of fire. Then what?
Verse 30, thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Verse 31.
And if that's not enough, okay, then what else?
Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shalt not be restored to thee.
Have you received any of these kind of curses before? Take a census on yourself. Check it out if any of these curses are happening to you or if any of the blessings are. Some people say, well, we get our daily bread, your food. Yeah, the Lord blesses everybody that way almost. Then what else?
Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Verse 32, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand.
Right, we have the Davises that had their children taken. His children, Don Davis, had his children taken away from him because he was undermining the church, sabotaging it. Amen?
Amen.
And then the Lord did it. Amen?
Amen.
And he's also got something wrong with his feet. And so, I think, jungle rot or something. Something. Then what else? Go ahead.
Verse 33. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway. Verse 34. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see.
Mad means crazy, insane. Because some people go insane because of all the curses they have on them. And, you know, Eli Lilly is investing in all these, to make these pills to take, to help curb you from dying from sugar diabetes. And these people that are insane today, these entrepreneurs would do well to get into mental institutions. You know, it'd be a going business today. The whole world has gone mad. Amen?
Amen.
But the problem is, I guess it wouldn't be a good idea because the people today think that insanity is normal. And that we people that are wise and know the Lord are the ones that are bad. But according to God, we're the smarties. Amen?
Amen.
The wise ones. All right, then what else?
Translation verse 12 through 34. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens to bless all the work you do. You will lend.
That's the blessing. This is going back to the blessings. Then what?
You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. Verse 13. If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God and carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always have the upper hand. Verse 14. You must not turn away from any of the commands I am giving you today to follow after other gods and worship them. Curses for disobedience. Verse 15. But if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and do not obey all the commands and laws I am giving you today, all these curses will come and overwhelm you. Verse 16.
He doesn't say maybe they will. He says they will. Then what?
You will be cursed in your towns and in the country. Verse 17. You will be cursed with baskets empty of fruit and with kneading bowls empty of bread. Verse 18. You will be cursed with few children and barren fields. You will be cursed with infertile herds and flocks. Verse 19. You will be cursed wherever you go, both in coming and in going. Verse 20. The Lord himself will send against you curses, confusion, and disillusionment in everything you do until at last you are completely destroyed for doing evil and forsaking me.
Yeah, you should see all the people that there's like millions and millions of people that invest in business because in their minds they have a delusion in there that the business that they're investing in is going to be really good and they're going to be millionaires, and they go stone cold broke and they're out on the street. And, you know, we're always feeding people, and there's soup lines. I've been around the mission field when I first started out in Los Angeles, and there were a bunch of them. They were hot shots, you know. They were going to be big times Charlies, and they were in the soup lines. And they said, we had $1 million one time. We got loans from the government, and, of course, they failed miserably. And that's happening more and more. Businesses are bellying up all over the world. And because people are operating under delusion that God has sent them. And anything that you're doing that is contrary to the word of God is evil. And it shows that you're not with the Lord. He said, if you're not with me, you're against me, Jesus said. And so get with the Lord so that he can bless you. It's, you know, if you want to be cursed, then you have there's something wrong with you. There's just something terribly wrong with your mind. I mean, anybody that wants to be cursed, there's something wrong with your mind. But of course, if you go to the shrinks, you know, there's crazies. Everybody, I'm even more crazy. And you won't get any help there. The only time you're going to get help is to go to the Word of God. And that'll straighten out your mind. The Bible says, those that keep their minds set upon the Lord shall have perfect peace, and a sound mind. Okay? Then go ahead.
Verse 21. The Lord will send diseases among you until none of you are left in the land you are about to enter and occupy.
See, God sends the diseases. God sends the hurricanes. God sends the tornadoes. God sends the earthquakes. And a lot of people think, well, it's just, you know, they think that they're great because they can tell when they're coming. Well, those when they're coming, that's God giving you a warning. Because he's a merciful God, that you should repent and call on God to tell him to get that to hurricane to go a different direction. Ronald Jones, who is one of the television and recording people with the church, told me that his people are in New Orleans and that there was a that this hurricane is coming there. And he said, Tony, would you pray? He had heard that I prayed and the Lord has turned away, you know, has caused it to rain when I asked the Lord, and it stopped it to rain when I asked the Lord. And also when twisters were coming our way, I called on the Lord and they didn't. So I told him about, it was 3 days ago, that I told him, okay, I'll pray. And so I did right away, because when somebody asked me to pray, I don't tell them that I will and don't. And when I did, the Lord told me he's not going to let this hurricane hit that area, New Orleans. And the TV, the news says it's going right for there. And I told everybody, the Lord told me it's not going to hit there. And if it does, then I'm a false prophet. And so yesterday, early in the morning, I looked, turned on the news, and it says that the hurricane had made a right turn and that it's not really not going to wreck New Orleans. All of the people had evacuated, over about 1 million people have evacuated those areas out there, and there's not even a hotel for him to live in, so his family came out here, and we put them up until the whole thing is over with. And it started going east, southeast. And so right there is, it's wonderful to know the Lord so that you can send the curses away. Amen?
Amen.
And it's wonderful to have the Lord tell you that, because I boldly stated that in front of all the people. There must have been around 15 or 20 people. I said, the Lord is not going to hit New Orleans with that hurricane. They'd get just a little, maybe a little rain there, but it won't tear it up like it is everybody else. Isn't that something?
Yes.
All right, so get right with the Lord. And you can call upon the Lord too. And it's just amazing that all the people, I mean, they just keep talking, oh, look at what it's going to do to us, look what it's going to do to us, instead of saying, God, turn this thing around, send it back out to sea, all right?
Amen.
They spend too much time dwelling on a curse that's coming and say, Lord, cover us, get rid of our sins. Even the sinful city of Nineveh got down in sackcloth and ashes. They started fasting and prayed, and it turned the whole thing around. But now there's still billions and billions of dollars worth of destruction and lives that are lost. And it's so much more easier to just call on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But you got to diligently listen to him and do what he says. All right, then go.
Verse 22. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, and with blight and mildew. These devastations will pursue you until you die. Verse 23, the skies above will be as unyielding as bronze, and the earth beneath will be as hard as iron. Verse 24, the Lord will turn your rain into sand and dust, and it will pour down from the sky until you are destroyed. Verse 25, the Lord will cause you to be defeated by your enemies. You will attack your enemies from one direction, but you will scatter from them in seven! You will be an object of horror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 26, your dead bodies will be food for the birds and wild animals, and no one will be there to chase them away. Verse 27, the Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and with tumors, scurvy, and the itch, from which you cannot be cured. Verse 28, the Lord will strike you with madness, blindness, and panic. Verse 29, you will grope around in broad daylight, just like a blind person groping in the darkness, and you will not succeed at anything you do. You will be oppressed and robbed continually, and no one will come to save you. Verse 30. You will be engaged to a woman, but another man will ravish her. You will build a house, but someone else will live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will never enjoy its fruit. Verse 31. Your ox will be butchered before your eyes, but you won't get a single bite of the meat. Your donkey will be driven away, never to be returned. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and no one will be there to help you. Verse 32. You will watch as your sons and daughters are taken away as slaves. Your heart will break as you long for them, but nothing you do will help. Verse 33.
A lot of people wonder, well, what are donkeys good for anyway? Those were the trucks back then. They hauled stuff. Amen?
Amen.
They were the trucks and the mode of transportation. If you wanted to haul merchandise, you put them on the donkeys or the mules, mainly donkeys. And you got today, if you have 10 trucks or 100 trucks or 1,000 trucks, the more trucks you got, the bigger the truck company you have. And the more donkeys you had back then, the more things you're able to import and export. All right, so they were very valuable. Then what else?
Verse 33. A foreign nation you have never heard about will eat the crops you worked so hard to grow. You will suffer under constant oppression and harsh treatment. Verse 34. You will go mad because of all the tragedy around you. King James Version, verse 35. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. Verse 36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Verse 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Verse 38. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shall gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Translation, verse 35 through 38. The Lord will cover you from head to foot with incurable boils. Verse 36. The Lord will exile you and the king you crown to a nation unknown to you and your ancestors. Then in exile you will worship gods of wood and stone! Exclamation mark. Verse 37. You will become an object of horror, a proverb and a mockery among all the nations to which the Lord sends you. Verse 38. You will plant much, but harvest little, for locusts will eat your crops. King James Version, verse 39. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Verse 40. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit. Verse 41. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. Verse 42. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. Verse 43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Verse 44. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. Translation, verse 39 through 45. You will plant vineyards and care for them, but you will not drink the wine or eat the grapes, for worms will destroy the vines. Verse 40. You will grow olive trees throughout your land, but you will never use the olive oil, for the trees will drop the fruit before it's ripe. Verse 41. You will have sons and daughters, but you will not keep them, for they will be led away into captivity. Verse 42. Swarms of insects will destroy your trees and crops. Verse 43. The foreigners living among you will become stronger and stronger, while you become weaker and weaker. Verse 44. They will lend money to you, not you to them. They will be the head, and you will be the tail. Verse 45. If you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and to obey the commands and laws he has given you, all these curses will pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed. King James Version, verse 46.
So God is bragging that he's the one that's going to do it to you. He's going to destroy you if you don't do what he says. Then what else?
And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Verse 47, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things.
Right. Joyfulness and gladness, that's why, you know, once you're saved, you have eternal life and you don't have to go to hell. And he gives you life more abundantly and all the blessings. And you're bummed out about that. You are pouting and, you know, ranting and raving in the church and walking out on your jobs and loafing and really bitter. God will destroy you for that because you're not thankful for all the blessings that the Lord gives you. And so therefore, everything that you want turns into curses. You say that you will not work in a place where people are liars, as though there are no liars in the world. Everyone out there lies. God said that let every man be called a liar. Yes, there are liars in churches. Every church has them, and every church has sinners in there. But that doesn't give you the right to walk off your post like a spoiled brat of a girl. Because when you leave your post without permission, you are in trouble with the Lord, my friend. You are in trouble with the Lord. Then go ahead.
Verse 48, therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. Verse 49, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
Right, that's just exactly what he's doing to the people of the world now. He's oppressing the entire world with the Vatican and the entire one world, which the one world government, which the Vatican runs, the Pope, and the media is oppressing all the decent people in the world. Then what?
Verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old nor show favor to the young.
And it's oppressing people that are evil also. God oppresses the evil people with the wicked people. And then in the end, he destroys the oppressors. Read that last verse.
A nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old nor show favor to the young.
Yeah, you just see people bombing different countries. They're bragging how wonderful Clinton was because he bombed 50 different countries. These are wicked people that are bombing wicked people. They're innocent so far because they haven't ever been told the truth. Or if they have, they've never received it. And, you know, these people that do such things are going to be destroyed as well. So he'll destroy the destroyers. And what else?
Verse 51, and he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kine or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee.
That's what it is. This evil government is just taxing people, destroying their means of livelihood. There's no jobs anymore in this country that are of any value. They've sent all of our different industry overseas, and this is the Pope running the government. He did that, and also the people that are running the government are 100% in favor of what the Pope does, and President Bush says that he will do everything that the Pope says to do, and that's what each president has been doing. And so and that in that way, God has raised those people up to punish the bad people. And also to, and then in the end, he promises that he's going to smash the Vatican and this world government and this media and all the wicked people with them together. He's going to destroy them all. But he's using them to chasten, just like he used Germany to chasten the Jews. God did that. And God sent King Titus in to destroy him in 70 A.D. God drowned the whole world. You better wise up that God is not just a God of love. Okay, because he hates sin, and he hates people that don't listen to him. And this is carried through in the New Testament. You better read it, and you'll see. Don't listen to these false prophets, these false preachers or teachers. Then what else?
Verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest.
See, it says that he will do that. God is going to do that to you. God is sending these tornadoes, these hurricanes, these earthquakes, famines, pestilence, diseases. These are new diseases, AIDS and all that. These never used to be. Amen? Ebola? Amen. Who ever heard of that? Okay, keep going.
Throughout all thy land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Verse 53, and thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee. Translation, verse 46 through 53. These horrors will serve as a sign and warning among you and your descendants forever. Verse 47, because you have not served the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received. Verse 48, you will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, and lacking in everything. They will oppress you harshly until you are destroyed. Verse 49, the Lord will bring a distant nation against you from the end of the earth, and it will swoop down on you like an eagle. It is a nation whose language you do not understand. Verse 50, a fierce and heartless nation that shows no respect for the old and no pity for the young. Verse 51, its armies will devour your livestock and crops, and you will starve to death. They will leave you no grain, new
wine.
Didn't
they starve to death in the concentration camps?
Yes.
Right, and they're going to do the same thing. They're doing that all over the country. The Vatican, the world government, could send food over to Africa and India and all these starving people, and here in the United States, but they don't. They've got large warehouses full of food, and they just won't give it out to them. They give you a block of cheese and some soda crackers or something, a bag of flour and some sugar, anything to fill your gut. You people that don't serve the Lord. If you serve the Lord, he gives you everything. Okay, go ahead.
They will leave you no grain, new wine, olive oil, calves, or lambs.
Yeah, when did the government ever give you a bucket of olive oil? Well, it's too expensive for riffraff, is what they say. They give you cheese, which the Indians up in Montana call chocum tail. Okay, they want to wait. That's no good for you, that cheese. It's disgusting. Okay, then what?
They will bring about your destruction. Verse 52, they will lay siege to your cities until all the fortified walls in your land, the walls you trusted to protect you, are knocked down. They will attack all the towns in the land the Lord your God has given you. Verse 53, the siege will be so severe that you will eat the flesh of your own sons and daughters.
They did that in the concentration camps. Well, they'd kill somebody. If they saw they were dying, they'd just kill them and eat them because they were so hungry. They starved to death in there. And that's happened to them many times, and that's happened to people all over the world. They turn into cannibals. People are wicked because God is not blessing them. Well, then what kind of a God would it be that he'd get you so hungry that you'd eat your own son and daughters? The kind of God that does that is because you sin. And he told you in advance, so don't sin, so that you don't get that hungry. All right? How's that? Take the warning. You know, if you know somebody's going to, you see these people, these terrible police state, and they come with a gun and they start pointing the gun at your head and they tell you to do certain things, and you say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you do it. Because you know you're going to get your brains blown out or the heart blown out of your body if you don't. Because you're not of the Lord. A person of the Lord would just let them blow their brains out before they do anything that would be sinful, like kill your own child. Or something like that. But when the Lord is threatening you, you don't say yes, so you just shake your fist up to heaven and curse God. And he just curses you, or you curse him with your words. But that's all you can do, because words are not going to hurt him. He just retaliates back and curses you more. and there's nothing you can do about it. You're just flesh and blood. You're just a piece of dirt. You're made out of the dirt of the ground. You're sand at best. And he's God. All power in heaven and earth belongs to him. Keep your place, woman. Oh, woman, or oh, you buster, you know, whoever you are out there. Keep your place. Know who you are. Quit operating under delusions. You're nothing without God. Okay, then what?
The siege will be so severe that you will eat the flesh of your own sons and daughters.
You know, I think I'm the nastiest person that God ever called. Okay? Because I tell the truth like it is. You know, some of them like to just compliment you and all that kind of stuff. But you're not my brother if you don't serve God. All right?
Amen.
If you just love to sweet talk, that's not me. Unless you really serve the Lord. If you're serving the Lord, I'll pat you on the head and give you a compliment. But not until that. And God doesn't either. I'm not going to do the things to you that God does. God's the one that's going to do it to you. Okay? So, don't blame me. Blame him. He wants you to blame him. He wants you to know it's him. So that you'll wise up and listen to him and start doing what he says. Okay? You don't hear many people preach it this way, do you? I'm just so nasty, right? Okay, keep telling them to read it. It's right that you're doing it. You should get blamed for this too, because you're reading these words, Sharon. Okay, then what else?
The siege will be so severe that you will eat the flesh of your own sons and daughters.
See, Sharon's saying that right out of the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Don't blame me, blame her. All right? No, it's God. God's doing it. She's just reading what God said. Amen.
Amen.
I could call my little boy over here and read it, and he'll tell you the same thing. Have Zion come over here a minute and let him start reading a verse or two here.
Okay. That was the end of this one verse we did finish.
Okay, well, let him read the last two verses that you read so y'all know it's coming from the Bible. Come over here. You know how to read, my boy? Okay, read right here, this verse and that verse. And then you can go back to your perch where you were.
The siege will be so severe that you will eat the flesh of your own sons and daughters.
Whoa, my boy is even saying that. Anybody could read the Bible, amen? How old are you, son?
13.
13 years old, a 13-year-old boy. All right, now keep going.
Whom the Lord your God has given you.
Keep going.
The most tender-hearted man among you will have no compassion for you, his own brother, his beloved wife, and his surviving children. He will refuse to give them a share of the flesh he is devouring.
Yeah, in other words, they're eating a steak. You say, give me some, Daddy. You say, now, sit there and watch. Or you might be eating some watermelon. He'll say, give me the rind. You say, Daddy, and you say, no, there ain't going to be no rind. Amen, I'm eating everything here, right? Okay, then what?
The flesh of one of his own children. Because he has nothing else to eat during the siege that your enemy will inflict on all your towns.
Go ahead, read it in here.
I've
got to get my son broke into being a preacher anyway. Go ahead, son.
Verse 54. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he shall leave.
Then verse what?
55.
Go ahead, read it.
So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates.
Okay, now read here. The translation. See, I'm just letting a 13-year-old boy read this to you. If you had a 5-year-old boy that could read or a 5-year-old girl, they could come up here and read the same thing. This is the Word of God. It reads the same way for everybody. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, don't just say it's me. Blame my wife or not. Blame my boy here for reading the Word of God to you. Let it split your ears open. Okay, keep going then.
Verse 56. The most tender and delicate woman among you, so delicate she would not so much as touch her feet to the ground. will be cruel to the husband she loves and to her own son or daughter. Verse 57. She will hide from them the afterbirth and the new baby she has born, so that she herself can secretly eat them.
Isn't that sick?
Yes.
And people, the Lord isn't lying here. That happens. That happens. Okay. And then was there another verse that...
It's in the middle of the verse.
Okay, keep finishing on.
She will have nothing else to eat during the siege and terrible distress that your enemy will inflict on all your towns.
Then the next one.
If you refuse to obey all the terms of this law that are written in this book, and if you do not fear the glorious and awesome name of the Lord your God, verse 59, then the Lord will overwhelm both you and your children with indescribable plagues.
The Lord will do it. Does it say the Lord will destroy you with indescribable plagues?
Yes.
And how do you describe AIDS? Amen?
Amen.
He says the Lord will do it. I thought God was a God of love sign. Huh?
No.
No? Well, he is if you keep his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Anybody else want to... Did you finish the verse and I'll let somebody else get up and read so that they can blame all of us? Okay, go on.
These plagues will be intense and without relief, making you miserable and unbearably sick.
God, the God of love, would make you miserable and unbearably sick? What kind of a God is that? Certainly not a God that's all love. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, thanks, Sion.
Welcome.
We'll have you read many times from now on. We might even let you do a whole chapter. Okay, now where is... who else would like to take a shot at this? Yvonne, come on. Hurry up now. The tape is running. Okay, sure. Sharon, where is she supposed to read from? Just read three verses. Hurry.
58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. 59.
He says, fear this glorious name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Fear him? Okay. There's people that say, well, I'm not going to fear God. Well, then that's the whole duty of man, is to fear God and keep his commandments, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, you should be flogged for reading the Word of God here, amen? People just will despise you for this, because they hate God's Word so much, amen? Keep going.
Verse 59. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. 60. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all of the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. 61. Also every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee, until thou be destroyed.
Okay, so Sharon, you can come back now. No, you got to read the translation here. Wait, so verse 60 through what?
60 through 61. 60. He will bring against you all the diseases of Egypt that you feared so much. And they
God will bring them against you. Do you get the point, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, now my boy got up here, Sharon, my wife was doing it. This sign, my boy, and then all of a sudden we got Yvonne up here reading it to you. And keep going.
And he will bring against you all the diseases of Egypt that you feared so much.
God will do it. And what?
And they will claim you. 61. The Lord will bring against you every sickness and plague there is, even those not mentioned in this book of the law, until you are destroyed.
See, because it doesn't mention AIDS in the book, but it's just the stuff that he doesn't even mention. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Sharon, let's go some more. Let's get back to you so you can take a lot of the heat about telling what God does and he doesn't do. Okay, that was very good reading, Sion, and also Yvonne. Very good. And Sharon, it's just like it is in the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
That's God's word. So many people are cursed today, I just think that you ought to pull out of it and do what the Lord says. Go ahead.
King James Version, verse 62. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. Verse 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Verse 64, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. Verse 65.
Yeah, because our scattered Jews are scattered all over the world now. And God, if he did that to his own chosen people, what do you think he's going to do to the Gentiles, the ones that are not Jews? But the Jews now aren't the ones that are really preaching the gospel. There's the strongest preachers in the world today are the Jews. Okay, keep going.
Verse 65, and among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. Verse 66, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. Verse 67, in the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even, and at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Verse 68, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Translation, verse 62 through 68. Though you are as numerous as the stars in the sky, few of you will be left because you would not listen to the Lord your God. Verse 63, just as the Lord has found great pleasure in helping you to prosper and multiply, the Lord will find pleasure in destroying you until you disappear from the land you are about to enter and occupy. Verse 64, for the Lord will scatter you among all nations, from one end of the earth to the other. There you will worship foreign gods that neither you nor your ancestors have known, gods made of wood and stone! ! Verse 65, there among those nations you will find no place of security and rest, and the Lord will cause your heart to tremble, your eyesight to fail, and your soul to despair. Verse 66, your lives will hang in doubt. You will live night and day in fear, with no reason to believe that you will see the morning light. Verse 67, in the morning you will say, quote, if only it were night! ! And in the evening you will say, quote, if only it were morning! ! You will say this because of your terror at the awesome horrors you have seen around you. Verse 68, then the Lord will send you back to Egypt in ships, a journey I promised you would never again make. There you will offer to sell yourselves to your enemies as slaves, but no one will want to buy you. !
Okay, that was the last verse in Deuteronomy chapter 28. And now we have some commentary.
28 verse 1 through 68. This chapter is another listing of blessings and curses given by Moses himself during a covenant renewing ceremony on the plains of Moab. 29 verse 1. This ceremony foreshadowed the one they were to carry out later on Mount Ebal. Chapter 27. 28 verse 9. Perhaps the most important blessing of the entire book is that the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, if you keep the commandments. 28 verse 15 through 68. The best comment on this lengthy series of curses is Paul's own word in Romans 1:18, quote, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
The wrath of God? Why don't people talk about that today, these false prophets? The wrath of God. That's what I'm mentioning with all these tornadoes and hurricanes. That's not Mother Nature doing that. That's God. God created nature, and he uses it to smite people. Okay? Get that?
Yes.
Charlie? And everyone else out there? Okay, good. I hope so. Then what else?
The inevitability of these curses are as real today as it was then, and even more so. Many people preach that Jesus removed all the curses, but that isn't true. Now we are told many times that there is hell and the lake of fire waiting for all those who refuse to do them. Quote, but for those that are saved, those that are redeemed, God has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Bracket, that is, for those that are walking in the Spirit. Jesus became, and bracket, a curse for us. Unquote. Galatians 3:13. But how people misunderstand that scripture. He took the curse of the law off of us by forgiving all of our former sins. Then he tells us to, quote, go and sin no more, or else a worse thing will happen. We won't be able to repent any longer. 28 verse 32.
But most people just think, no, well, you can repent and repent because God just said that it loves sinners. He does not love sinners. He loves sinners. He loves you so much that he'll, if you come to him and want your sins removed so that you, and so that you want the power of God in you so that you don't have to sin anymore, that you hate sin so much and you hate being a, it'd be an addiction to you, that you're addicted to sin, that you're addicted to drugs and sex and porn and all the other things. If you're addicted to it, then it's uncontrollable and you want to get loose from your addictions. Well, then you come unto the Lord and he'll enter into your body, wash all your former sins away. And then he didn't save you so that you could still be addicted to sin. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we're just, you know, we're not perfect. The Holy Spirit is perfect. And if you're walking in the Holy Spirit, then you are perfect. And the only way that you can do that is to just keep studying the Word every day, because the Word of God is like gasoline is to a car. It fills you up every day and keeps you running in the Spirit every day. And you can read the rest of these things in the Bible and in my tracks. Here, listen to these tapes. All right, then go ahead.
28 verse 32, quote, shall be given to another people, unquote, refers to their children being sold into slavery to a foreign nation. Unfortunately, this came to pass through Israel's disobedience. We see about them today. The northern kingdom of Israel fell to Assyria in 721 B.C., and Judah fell to Babylon in 587 B.C. 28 verse 58. Moses forthrightly states the purpose of the law, that Israel may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God.
Now Babylon back then was Iraq, but Mystery Babylon is not Babylon. Mystery Babylon is Rome, the Vatican, the one world government that's run by it, and the media, and all the wickedness in the world, the Antichrist. Because it's a mystery. People think it's over there in Iraq, but mysteriously it's else somewhere else. It's in the city of the seven mountains, the seven hills. Amen? Then go ahead.
Jesus said he didn't come to destroy the law, but he came to fulfill it, to show the people of the world that with the Spirit of God living in you, that you also can fulfill the law. You can keep the law because no sin, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish will enter the kingdom of God. 28 verse 1 through 6. These verses reveal the one essential requirement for God's blessings, and that is obedience. We are to obey God and respond to his commandments. There are considerable blessings for those who are obedient. Becoming mature demands that we seek to know God's will for us and do it. Obedience to God is better than sacrifice. Obedience to God's word, the Bible, is the only way to start. 28 verse 15 through 68. Just as obedience results in God's blessings, disobedience brings God's curses. We need to know what God's requirements are. We have to study the Bible to find out. Then we must follow God's program in humble obedience. This passage outlines many of the curses. It's very negative consequences for us that come from disobeying God's plan. We would be wise to take this warning to heart. 28 verse 66 through 67. These verses graphically depict a life devoid of satisfaction. This person dreads both day and night. When it is dark, he wishes for light. When it is light, he wishes for dark. This is one of the inevitable consequences of rejecting God's plan for a healthy spiritual life and life in eternity. There is no lasting satisfaction outside of a real relationship with God and obedience to His will. Seeking God's will and following it without reservation are essential parts of the maturing process.
Right. We can do nothing apart from the Lord. We must be united with Him. Just as a branch is united to a tree, a branch is united to a vine, we cannot live. We cannot do any good thing without being united with Him in spirit and in truth. And so just recall that, remember that all day long, meditate on that all day long, both night and day, and you'll be like a tree planted by water, by the living water, the Spirit of the Lord. And we're going to be doing our television program real soon. We were over there at the church today, and we saw the cameras mounted today, and we saw the images on the what do they call them? The monitors. And so by Friday, they say, this is the day after tomorrow, that we should be doing our television program then. And so everybody prepare yourself to give testimonies on television. And I'm going to start calling people to do testimonies on these tapes as well. Just maybe 1 to 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes is fine if you got a testimony. And I'm sure you do. Amen?
Amen.
So you're going to be famous. You're going to be on television all over the world, on the internet and all over the world. So pray, stay in the spirit so that you can be good testimonies, give good testimonies. Amen?
Amen.
And until chapter 29 of Deuteronomy, continue. This should have given you enough of the Spirit of the Lord to stand another day. Lord bless you. I know He is, if you're following these instructions. Keep praising and thanking the Lord. Be thankful for everything that He's given you. And we'll see you on tape. You'll be hearing from us on tape number 29. God bless you. Good night.